This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hello to everyone. I'm so happy to be back with the Hammer community. I was looking at my calendar and it's been a little over a year since I've been able to be here and practice with you all. So I'm very, very grateful to be back. And this is also a new experience with Zoom, the Zoomosphere. So I just want to check in before we start. And maybe if you either could raise your real hand or your little yellow audio hand. Okay, thank you, Kathy. It works. If this is the first time you've been to the Hammer to practice mindfulness. Anybody? First time? Andre? Maybe Barbara. Not sure if the thumbs up means that. Looks like a lot of folks are regulars. Wow, we have lots of folks here, 7 pages. It's wonderful. So how about the first time practicing mindfulness at all? So you can either leave your hand up or put it up for the first time. If this is your very first time experimenting with mindfulness meditation. So far, a couple hands. Okay, so to all the people who are new to this practice, I'll give you just a simple instruction, which is you're here, which means you can't fail, because this practice is about noticing your experience in different ways. And you're going to have an experience, and your experience is going to be good information. So you can relax, and if there's a tendency to want to get it right, just notice that as a tendency, not a necessity. So in this chair, I am a psychotherapist, and in between clients, I often look out in my backyard, and I notice my dog sitting there in the sun quite often, and it's amazing how she can sit there in absolute stillness in the sun, like the Sphinx, just listening to the bamboo sway song as the wind hits the trees, and every now and then her ear will flutter if there's a little squirrel making a signal. But there's just this incredible sense of presence and aliveness in the stillness. And then I think about us humans, and how we all need to sort of schedule in that time to formally sit still and try not to be too restless. And of course, inside our minds are running word marathons, anything but quiet. And I was thinking about what an unusual species we are of creature, of being, of mammal, because we're born with so few instincts. We have so very few inborn instincts, and everything that we do really has to be taught or imitated and learned, occasionally discovered. And almost all of our learning, all of our knowledge, has to be encoded in language, symbols. So unlike my dogs, my mind is awash with these symbols, stories, lists, and information and imaginings. And so to be in the human world, I need to have this mind connected to all the human doings. But in the wisdom traditions, we're told that there are other states of mind that connect us not only to all this information, but to what might be called knowledge of being. In many ways, we could call it actually knowledge of mystery, since it's not a wordy knowing of formulas and rules, but something really bigger than my everyday thinking in my everyday mind, which touches and soothes the heart and the body deeply. And when we touch into this place, there's often peace and subtle joy and awe. And there could be also a recognition that we are not separate from what we experience, that we're in fact connected to all of life. And so the perennial question has always been, how do we get there, right? The better question might be, how do we recognize this deep wellspring of being? Because we're told that it's already here in each one of us, that we don't have to earn it. And so in mindfulness practice, one way to work with all the chatter in the mind, in order to maybe discover this stillness, is to look at thinking and understand it better as a function of the mind, rather than being enchanted by it without even knowing it. So there's a practice that I like that I want to share with you today from the teacher Shinzen Young, and it's called Just Note Gone. Just as in merely or only. Note as in a mental soft symbol, a little note in the mind. And then the note itself is gone. And we'll actually discover what that refers to when we get into the practice. But he uses the fact that the mind is always moving. It's kind of like a river. It's impermanent, to help recognize that thoughts not only arise, but they disappear. And the condition in which they arise and disappear could lead us to something. So with that, I'd like to invite you to find a practice position for you that really works. What is that? It could be sitting, it could be lying, it could be standing. You could even do this if you wanted to with a slow walking, with your eyes gently open, being careful of the furniture, or whatever else is around you. So the position is really for you. And you can do this with your eyes closed. You can do this with your eyes slightly open, so everything's kind of blurred. You're not really drawn outward. Or you can do this with your eyes open and just resting your eyes in a central place where you're less, again, drawn outward, but you're still aware of everything you see. So settling your body and mind in a restful state. So right now, just eyes where you wish them to be and resting. Not much to do. And maybe a few deeper breaths might be soothing. So if that seems true for you, go ahead. So again, we remind ourselves that we are experimenting with the form of the practice, but we're not striving to get it right per se. We're just allowing the form to lead us to an experience and noticing the experience. So relaxing into a playful attitude, a curious attitude. And what could be helpful as we begin more rigorously is to hone our attention with an anchor. And so by anchor, I mean some specific place where your attention is connected and you're receiving information. So it could be I'm receiving information about my breath, the nose, the mouth, the back of the throat, the chest or the belly. Or I could focus on another part of the body, maybe my face or the top of my head or my hands. Or I could do a body scan, scan my body slowly. Or I could do a recitation practice, like loving kindness, where I'm repeating phrases. But choose something now that is an anchor for you that has worked in the past. If you're new, I suggest noticing the physical touch sensation of the breath coming in and going out. And whenever you notice yourself narrating that experience or getting lost in other thoughts, that's a moment of mindfulness, of seeing, noticing. Gently bring yourself back just to the touch sensation of breathing in and breathing out, and continue in that way. And just keep this gentle attitude that it's not about not getting lost in thought. It's about noticing the experience of attending to an anchor and waking up a few moments or minutes later and noticing what it's like to be in the thought and then having stepped out with equanimity, with a little gladness that my awareness is here. And then I simply return and begin again. There could be all kinds of noticings besides this focus of the breath or the body or words. And so we want this attitude of welcoming the whole of my experience. In fact, if I really truly welcome everything that happens, I could discover a kind of innocence that is at the heart of curiosity. And so continue attending, noticing thought, releasing from thought, returning, renewing. And take a little moment to release and relax that effort. And just bring awareness to your body now. Notice if there are any tensions that have appeared in your face, your jaw, your neck, shoulders, arms, or hands, the torso, the hips, feet, and legs. See if you can find any tension that seems like you're familiar with it. It might be habitual, and with a little adjustment, with a few out breaths, see what's possible to release that isn't necessary, or that's possible to be influenced. from tension to more relaxation. And from here, we'll shift to the theater of the mind, using thoughts as the object. And so one way that I found that's helpful is the visual field. So whether your eyes are open or partially open or closed, let your attention be seeing now. You're looking at your visual field. And just rest in the experience of looking. You know it's different than tasting or smelling or touching or hearing. Just rest in the looking for a moment. And so here we're going to look as the condition prior to a thought coming. So we're looking and seeing with our attention. And then from there, we might notice a thought appear. It might be about the looking itself or about anything else. It could be auditory or it could be visual or both. So really now stepping into this theater, using the visual field as the screen, as it were, to just let thoughts happen. But stay in your place, stay attentive and looking in relaxation. As we do this practice, we can begin to develop discernment about what it's like to know I'm in this posture and to feel my presence. I'm here in this place and I'm seeing, I'm looking, and thoughts are coming and going, moving like a river or a scene on the theater stage, versus being lost in thought and sort of losing contact with the fact my body's here and that I'm in this practice. So take a few moments, again, just to allow this discernment, this recognition of resting and letting the mind do its thing versus going with the stories of the mind and leaving my place. So within this shift, I keep returning back to the sensation of sitting or lying or standing. And this sensation, we could call it, of looking. That's my frame and my anchor. It has a certain aliveness to it. And then thoughts come and go, and I don't obstruct them. I don't try to influence them. I don't add to them. I simply let them happen as I breathe out and rest. And we'll shift out of that practice and into the body again. So coming back to the body, noticing if any drowsiness appeared. Quite often when the mind is less concentrated and it's flowing with associations, we can get sleepy, especially around this time. And that's not a problem. It's just another state. So if you feel that you'd be benefited by just a little adjustment of your posture, maybe a stretch, noticing the impulse to do so, noticing the process by which you might move your body, the sensations, whether you're here or thinking about something else as you adjust your body, just letting the whole of the experience be received. And again, tuning in to parts of the body that might be tight, that are holding, that perhaps aren't necessary. Only you can know. But with a few out breaths, you might experiment with melting and becoming a little heavier, allowing, resting down. And from here, we'll return to the theater of the mind, but now with a specific aim, a specific intention to watch thought, whether they're auditory sounds, voices, or images, or both, but to try and be really there, really present when the thought changes to a different topic or a different kind of thought, or just vanishes. In that moment, I say a soft mental note to myself, gone. And then return right away to a relaxed, open awareness, attending to this visual field. So noticing thoughts when they disappear or change, a soft mental note gone, and then returning to the visual field in relaxed vigilance. We could see each passing away of a thought as a little momentary release. With this word gone, and just resting into the next moment, noticing what arises, if anything. Sometimes you might notice when a thought dissolves, or before it changes to a new thought, there's a little space, there's a little interval, a gap, or a sense of spaciousness that appears. You could be curious about that without reaching for it, but just notice after gone what comes. And letting the noting relax and returning to the way we started, which is just to rest. No meditation, no effort. Simply be in this place, letting the body and the mind rest in its natural state. And we could, with this practice, begin to recognize that thoughts arise from the place where they also go to disappear. This space of the mind. And like the quiet of a forest, the hush of a forest, which includes sounds of crickets or birds, the mind is effortlessly aware and knowing, even as thoughts, emotions, and feelings come and go. And so resting in just the listening now, I want to share a little something about that deeper, still place of the mind from the words of the famous physicist Erwin Schrödinger. His message to us: is it not possible that this unity of knowledge, feeling, and choice that you call yourself sprung into being from nothingness at a given moment not so long ago? Rather, this knowledge, feeling, and choice are essentially eternal and unchangeable and numerically one in all humans, in all sensitive beings. For the conditions for your existence are as old as the rocks. For thousands of years, men have striven and suffered and begotten, and women have brought forth in pain. 100 years ago, perhaps, another human sat on this spot. Like you, they gazed with awe and yearning in their heart at the dying light. Like you, they were begotten of man and born of woman, felt pain and joy as you do. Were they somewhere else? Was it not yourself? There is something within you, that deep inward sense of wakefulness, that is not memory, thoughts, mind, body, experience, surroundings, feelings, conflicts, sensations, or moods. For all these have changed and will change without substantially affecting that inner knowing. That is what remains untouched by the flight of time. That is your being. It does not recognize time, nor cater to its distresses. It is without color, without shape, without form, without size. Yet it beholds the entire majesty before your own eyes. It sees the sun, clouds, stars, moon, but it cannot itself be seen. It hears the birds, the crickets, the singing waterfall, but cannot itself be heard. It grasps the fallen leaf, the crusted rock, the knotted branch, but itself cannot be grasped. It is consciousness itself, and it is always awake within you. I'm taking a few moments to breathe and again relax any tension that might be there. And begin to move the body. And if your eyes have been closed or shaded, you can open them and return to the screen and to your community on this little journey we took together. And so I'm happy to take any questions. You might have questions. You might not have any questions. You might want to just rest in that experience.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to mark.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.